Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Monday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we're back. You've heard of Mensa?
Yeah.
It's the club for geniuses.
Yeah.
It's like the top 2%. Have you heard of Densa?
No, is that for the bottom?
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Of our crew, who would you put in Densa?
Densa?
Oh, man.
That's yeah. Not a nice question. It's just not, I just don't know.
So that. You pass.
Well, I mean, fine. I mean, I guess I'll go ahead and prevent myself from my feelings being hurt. I'll put myself in.
Okay, see? There, she's like 8 Mile style.
Huh.
I like that. You know what? I put myself in, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're not. You're Mensa.
Lunchbox, who would you put in? Densa.
I'd put in Amy.
Okay.
See, I knew it.
There we go.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this. An 86-year-old Georgia man has donated $400,000 to a local charity, not at once because he's rich, but over 30 years using the money from just recycling.
Wow.
He started recycling decades ago and has donated $400,000 to his church and
wow.
other local charities.
That's
Isn't
amazing.
That crazy?
Inspiring.
He picks up cans and trash and garbage and recycles. Wow! I see you!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray. Big night at the Oscars. Moonlight won Best Picture after the award was mistakenly given to La La Land at first. The complete winners list is on our website, BobbyBones.com. In other news, Judge Wapner of the People's Court died at the age of 97. He was hospitalized a week ago with breathing problems. And finally, in Manhattan, a drone crashed through a window of a high-rise apartment. Luckily, nobody was injured. Authorities are still investigating the situation.
I didn't stay up to watch the Oscars. I mean, it happened so late last night. But I woke up, and it was the whole they gave it to La La Land, mm-hmm. and then La La Land didn't really win. And it just looked like a big mess up on stage.
Well, yeah, because they're giving their acceptance speech for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then they go, La La Land, you did not win.
And
Matt Pluff.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I just feel like they handled it really well, the La La Land people.
Matt Pluff, you kicked this off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders. We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No.
There's a mistake.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Moonlight, Best Picture.
Why couldn't that happen when I was watching in the first part? It was so boring. It's so boring. I might as well have been watching the Tonys. It's about shows on Broadway that I also have never seen. Mm-hmm. I thought the Timberlake thing was cool. That was good. Other than that, I was like, I'm out, man.
It's like the beginning and the end were awesome.
And I didn't watch the end. So the beginning and then TV Land. And I watched Everybody Loves Raymond. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your positivity, and we're going to bring you something. Try to make you smile. Try to put you in a good mood. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so we have a 7-year-old in Chicago being recognized as a hero after saving his mom's life when she suffered a stroke at home. Police say the just-turned 7-year-old was brushing his teeth, and his mom started feeling wobbly, so he runs over and uses the burglar alarm panel to call 911 because she had showed him how to do that in case he couldn't find the phone.
Wow.
And so he did, and he goes, doo-doo-doo, and they answered, and he's like, my mom has, and they came and saved, and she's good. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
Like, first of all, 7, awesome. Secondly, he knows how to use the burglar alarm panel as a secondary if he can't find the phone.
Yeah.
Wow. Amy, give me something good.
So a girl asked Google for a job. She's only 7 years old. She wrote a letter to the CEO, and the CEO of Google responded to her, which he's probably a busy dude, you know? I'm sure he probably has a lot going on. But she said, dear Google boss, my name is Chloe, and when I'm bigger, I would like a job at Google. And she went on and on about her love for computers. And he replied to her, I'm glad that you like computers and robots, and I look forward to receiving your job application when you finish school.
I want to write letters to, like, CEOs and presidents and stuff, but as a 6-year-old, because that's how you get responses.
Yeah, yeah.
As an adult, you don't, but if you're like, dear Mr. Trump, and you write it with a crayon.
Why
with
do you
a,
have an accent?
No, it's my 6-year-old voice. Oh, with the wrong hand. I would like a signed autograph picture, and then yeah, that's how you probably get one back.
Do if it. You, do it. Do it.
No. I'll probably get arrested for impersonating a kid or something. Lunchbox.
There was this couple in New York. They found a pit bull abandoned in a house, and it was malnourished. They nursed it back to health, and then a local fire department was like, oh, here, you know, we'll foster the dog until you can find a permanent home. A week later, the fire department called and said, can we just adopt the dog? So now it's the house dog.
Wow.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
John Party did the black and white thing for his Dirt on My Boots video. You can see him backstage making his way out to perform. And then at the end of the video, he's leaving the venue with a super hot girl. We all love the song. The video is awesome. You can check it out right now at bobbybones.com. So Low Cash's Chris Lucas and his wife Caitlin are expecting baby number 3. She's due in September. They have a son, Caden, who's 6, and a daughter, Remy, who was born last March. So congratulations to them. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sandy, Utah. A 29-year-old man was excited. He got his concealed carry permit, goes, buys his first gun, goes out to the parking lot, loads it up, goes to put it in holster, boom, shoots himself in the leg. He owned the gun for all of 6 minutes before he shot himself in the leg. I mean, that
you
is
love
hilarious.
Those stories when people shoot themselves. Like, we all have our favorite kinds of stories. His are when people shoot themselves.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious. He owned the gun for 6 minutes before he shot himself. His first gun. It sounds like Amy, when she got her permit, like she was going to go out and carry, and I don't know.
She did carry. Go out
and
carry.
And she put it in a fanny pack. And she walked into the store with,
like, waddling.
And it was a handgun, like she had a corn cob in her butt. Like, that's what she looked like as she was walking in, because
so
she was
nervous.
Afraid she was going to shoot herself and be on the Bonehead the next day with Lunchbox.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
It's a story about this girl who cheated in a half marathon. And the funniest thing was she didn't get caught because someone actually saw her cutting around. Her name is Jane. And so she runs, she finishes second, which, by the way, if you're going to cheat in a big race, don't win. Don't finish second or third, because then someone's going to look. And so what happened was he zoomed in on her GPS watching the picture, and that's when he saw that, wait, that's not right. That the amount of miles on her watch doesn't match the miles that she should have run inside the race.
Wow.
And so she then apologized. She admitted to taking a shortcut and then using a bike. Dang, she had
what?
Everything
she
ready.
A bike?
Taxi!
What?
Yeah,
she
how crazy is all that?
Stash.
But the guy zoomed in now since Instagram lets you zoom and saw her GPS watch didn't have the amount of miles right.
Bones.
Eddie is our video producer. Eddie has a 9-year-old who loves movies, and you guys watched the Oscars last night?
Yeah, this was like the first time he's really sat down and made a big deal about the Oscars. Like, he wanted popcorn and everything.
So you're going to the Oscars someday?
Yeah.
For what?
Making my movies.
You going to be a director or you going to be an actor?
Director. But I bet one of my actors will go up there.
Wow, look at
wow.
this.
Wow, confidence.
He doesn't want to be on screen, huh?
Nope, he wants to direct movies.
Yeah, it's weird for a kid that doesn't want the fame.
Oh, one of your actors, one of the actors that you're directing?
Yeah.
And where are you going to sit? You going to sit in the very back, on
I'm
the top?
I'm going to get a lot of famous actors to get my guys.
Like who?
I don't know, because all the famous actors right now would be super old.
Good point.
Are you going to sit in the front row or are you going to sit in the very top?
Very front row.
The very front. And then what are you going to say when you get your first award?
I prayed to God that this will happen, and it did.
Ooh, that's a good one. Are you going to thank anyone?
Mommy and my little brother, who sometimes stopped playing with his toys and watch my movies.
And you're going to thank me?
Yeah.
You're going to thank me first, though.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
There's a whole Bill Cosby routine from way back in the day, and then Chris Rock did it, too, about why people don't thank their dads first. It's like, dads did all this. And yeah. They're like, don't say thanks to my mom.
Yeah, why is that?
It's listen, they're too funny. Like, funny comedy sketches you can watch.
Okay, I will. I'll watch it.
That's funny. It's funny he doesn't want to be on camera, though. As a kid, do you think you want to be the star?
Yeah, he's not all about that. He wants to make the movies.
Does he do the stuff in classes where he goes, like, does plays and stuff? Does he like to be in those?
Not yet. They don't have that yet.
They have no kind of, at 9 years old, mm-hmm. any kind of, like, assemblies where they have to act out carrots and stuff?
Nope. There's been one class that he missed. He wasn't available for it, but it was one class to make a movie trailer. And we're like, oh, already did that at home. So I didn't feel too bad that he missed it, but yeah, and they're not really doing anything like theater yet.
Man, when I was in second grade, I was singing Polly Wally Doodle at the top of my lungs in front of a full auditorium.
Me too.
Do you guys have like plays in second grade?
Yeah. I mean, I remember doing performances. Like I was Stop in the Name of Love. What is that? The Supremes. I was that. Please, Mr. Postman.
For what?
A school performance.
Was it like a talent show?
And I got
show?
To wear a white glove and
did you,
everything.
Did you win?
No, I didn't win. It was just a show we put on like in the third grade.
Yeah.
I remember it.
What grade is
he's in second. There'll be some of those coming
He'll
up.
He'll be directing them.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Teacher, I got this.
Step back.
All right, coming up in a second. Hey, who was with Ray when he almost hit the motorcyclist?
Oh, I was with him. It was a cyclist. A guy on a bicycle.
Oh, with a bicycle?
Yeah.
And he actually came in and started pounding on Ray's
car. The guys are punching Ray's car.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know if it was real or not. That's a real story?
It was real.
Judge Wapner died from People's Court, which if you're 25 or so, you may not know. That was a big deal back when we were kids. That was the first court TV show that we watched.
Yeah.
So Morgan's the youngest on our show, and she runs the show as our producer. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Do you know Judge Wapner?
I don't.
See, I put together a list of things. We all know Judge Wapner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're also 10 years older than you. Okay, Morgan, do you know what a starter jacket is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Isn't that a name brand? Starter, from Walmart or something?
Okay, so that's what you know it as. Now it's a brand you can buy at Walmart, right? Back in the day, since we're talking about back in the day, and I can never afford one, but all the cool kids had them. Mm-hmm. They'd have a team on, and it was a pullover. For like 4 years, it was the coolest thing they could have. So, no, she's no on that one, all right? Guys, does she get pogs, yes or no?
No.
No. No way.
Morgan, do you know what a pog is?
No.
Oh, no!
No idea.
It was a little, like, coin thing that had little characters on them, and you played a game. I didn't play.
Like Pokemon?
I didn't even play pogs.
Kind of, but...
Before
in that
Pokemon.
Same vein, yeah.
Okay,
how about this? Well, she know who Judge Ito is.
No way. Oh, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
No. Do you know who Judge Ito is, Morgan?
No. What's with all these judges? I know Judge Judy.
Judge Ito would have come back because of the O.J. Simpson stuff. There were best documentary I won last night, and then it was the People versus O.J.
Yeah.
Judge Lance Ito was the judge for O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
You didn't know that one.
Didn't know that one.
Dang, guys.
I don't like this game.
We have all the stuff that we talk about, like normal everyday things, that Morgan has no idea. Morgan, name two Beastie Boys songs.
Brooklyn.
I don't accept that. You're thinking the No Sleep Till Brooklyn. No,
yeah, and I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I don't know.
Oh, no, guys.
What is this? Like, what, Morgan doesn't know day?
Kind of.
No, it's like an age thing.
Yes.
It's not you.
It's a generational.
Yeah.
We're not making.
You know the Now CDs? I used to have a couple Now CDs with Beastie Boys songs on them, but I don't remember.
That had to be Now.
Now a long time ago.
Now four or something.
How about finish this, the movie? Ace Ventura, blank.
Pet Detective.
Okay, very good.
Thank God.
Do you remember that one or no?
Yes. I love that movie.
Do you remember Ace Ventura 2? Mm-hmm. Was it Nature Calls or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I didn't see it.
And it was terrible. I think they wrote it in a day. Silly Putty?
Yeah. I played with that as a kid.
Yeah?
Like the Play-Doh stuff.
Yeah, kind of. It was like
but it was sticky and...
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you were playing with.
Yeah,
it was sticky.
Silly Putty.
You put it on newspapers.
Kind of. You get like copy print with it and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Morgan, for making us feel old. You can leave now. You're good.
Bye.
Morgan stole my jacket a long time ago, and she wears it around every day.
I noticed that's yours.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like Morgan's wearing my jacket.
You keep it so cold in here, though.
You know why? Keeps your brain going.
Yeah, and you can buy your own jacket, Morgan.
Yeah, and I used to like that jacket a lot. I was wondering where it went. Morgan wears it every day. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
We have a glass room where our producers all work. Our producer, Ray, is head of our audio. Ray and Eddie were out. What happened? You're driving, Ray, and somebody on a bicycle comes, punches your car?
Yeah, me and Eddie were kind of thinking of a funny bit, so we were stopping by people on the street and acting like we were their Uber driver.
Wait, that's not a good thing. Wait.
What?
Wait. Okay, could have been a dumb idea.
Hold on, that's going to get you guys a hurt or shot.
No.
So people were just walking down the street, right?
Yes, and we pull up frantically and act like we've been searching for this person forever, and we go, no, it says you're standing right there, but the people didn't get that flustered, and they were just like, no, I didn't order an Uber, so it ended up not being funny. But one time I pulled up to a guy, and he was like, no, I'm not your Uber. I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to get back on the road. I pull onto the road, a biker was coming right next to me. I just about hit the dude and he starts beating on my window and I was like, oh crap, Eddie, what do I do? And Eddie's like, just drive. And so I gunned it, and you know the SUV is not the best right now at gunning it, so I'm going like 2 miles an hour. Then there's traffic backed up. I'm like, the biker's gonna catch us.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. We were worried he's gonna come back and just like give us
what?
Some choice words.
Not choice words.
Yeah.
He definitely got a good probably like 3 or 4 punches on the car, and I mean, the dude breaks my window, what am I doing? I almost hit him, so I was like, I just gotta go.
Was he in the middle of the road?
He was in the bike lane.
He was on the side of the road. Oh. We were on the side of the road talking to the fake Uber rider.
Guys, that fake Uber thing, by the way, is funny, but it's not safe. Like, that's not. That's one of those borderline ones where you go to the wrong person who thinks you're trying to abduct them.
Right, but how many people are expecting for an Uber to come out and just be like, hey,
apparently none.
Are you John? I'm your Uber. They're like, no. No, I'm not John. Thank
you. There's something funny about that, but man, that's so unsafe. And then you almost run a guy over.
Yeah, that was scary.
But we weren't going up to girls, though. We were going up to business guys who were on the go, looked like they needed to get somewhere, and just we frantically confused them. And they're like, what? No, I don't need an Uber. We're like, we're your Uber.
You know, I get the bit. I get it. It was a good try. But you didn't record that, though.
Well, it wasn't
that was
great.
That was our first attempt. Oh, and then we almost got hit. We almost hit a guy on a bike. We're like, get out of here. We're done.
Game over.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, at BobbyBones.com, you can check out John Party's brand new video for Dirt on My Boots.
Might have a little dirt on
BobbyBones.com.
But I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like
also, this weekend, Little Big Town started their residency at the Ryman, and so they played a couple shows here. And here is Philip from Little Big Town talking about that.
I think we feel a responsibility to honor that place and what it represents. I mean, and what it represents to us personally, but, you know, us being the face of the first artist ever to do this at the Ryman is just so amazing.
They have a new record that came out. This is the first week of it being out, and they were doing an autograph signing at like 3 p.m. on Saturday, and they played a show that night. And one of the shows, Chris Stapleton comes out and surprises the crowd. That's a song. Good.
Like your love to get me.
like Stapleton comes out a little bit. They played their entire new album the first night from front to back, and then played their hits too. So I listened to the album over the trip this weekend. Pretty good. It takes me a while though. Like, I can't just listen to something and go be like, "That's amazing." So I like the Happy People song though. So there's that coming up in a bit. I mean, I can throw the Never Gonna Get It at you. You want it now?
Okay.
I give it to you on the
other
side. All right. I think today's is pretty interesting. Ready? Never Gonna Get It. Here we go. 46% of couples have admitted they've gone behind their partner's back and done this.
Oh, boy.
Let's just go half, okay? Half of couples admitted they've gone behind their partner's back and done this. Okay, here we go. Never Gonna Get It. I'm glad last week was over because we're a bunch of goobery program directors from all over the country come together, and they have seminars, and they talk goobery things that I don't even understand. And then they have little shows at night, and everybody just goes out and just gets lockered all night long, right? Would you guys say that's pretty much it?
Yeah, nailed it.
And you two went out a lot. Lunchbox and Eddie did.
We did. We tried to get our faces out there, exposed a little bit.
Yeah.
Exposed.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Mingling with the people, you know, our program directors from other stations and people in the biz.
Our program directors aren't goobery, by the way.
No, they're good people.
They're good people.
Yes.
The rest of them, goobery.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. So there's this thing called New Faces, and you vote, and it's like artists who in the last year have become a big deal. And like Granger Smith played it, Maren Morris, John Party, William Michael Morgan. Who am I forgetting?
Drake White.
Drake White, thank you.
So,
that's good, by the way.
That's my Drake White impression. Was that good?
It was good. We were all really good.
Yeah, highlight. Who like shined big time?
Well, I'd say Maren Morris did. I mean, she came out. She was, I think, the last one to come out, so they kind of left the best for last, and she killed it, man. I mean, she just won a Grammy, so she definitely showed it, and she killed the room for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, you know, everyone, we're all kind of jaded in the room. We're in the industry, so I guess these artists expect for the whole room to light up like the way they've been doing it on the road. And everyone's just kind of eating their chicken and drinking their wine.
Like, hey. Hey, Maren.
So I kind of felt for the artists a little bit.
Ray, did you see Granger? Did he do Earl Devils?
Yeah. He left the stage. You thought he was gone. He comes back. He goes, Earl Devils is here. Everybody's like, yeah.
Did I get a pretty good pop?
Oh, of course. Yes.
And people then put down their chicken.
And then
for
he
Earl.
Crushed a couple of beers and exploded on stage. Yeah, people loved it.
I see. He's ripped, too.
Okay, he took his shirt off. Dude, Ray, did you expect that?
He's pretty cut up.
Granger's ripped.
He's ripped.
Yeah.
Especially for having a punctured lung for a while.
And like,
he probably couldn't work out.
Kids and stuff. Doesn't he have kids?
Yeah, but they didn't come out of him. There was no bounce back.
Yeah, but yeah, Eddie has dad
bod. I have kids too, dude. I don't look like that. And I don't think I'll ever look like that.
I just think there's a difference, dude.
Oh, is it?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I think like he works out hard.
Oh, works hard.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nothing toward you because you've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Now it's time to rebuild those muscles. You know what I'm saying?
On you?
Yeah.
Rebuild or get?
Put the weight back on.
No. I've had muscles my whole life. I just got to kind of get them out, you know?
Have we known you during that time?
Yeah. It's just been covered with layers of fat.
Isn't that all everybody in here?
Yes. So now that I've lost the weight, they're starting to come out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mike D's ripped. He's getting ripped.
He's working out?
Like, Mike's lost over 100 pounds, right? And just by eating right and exercising. And so now he's started to do weights for the first time ever?
Yeah, first time ever.
He's starting to get, like, veins and stuff.
Wow.
In his arms. Yeah. Like,
weird.
It's crazy.
So just veins, no muscles?
Even the picture on...
No. I'm kidding.
Dang, hater.
I'm kidding. Hey, you hated me, so I was just kind of getting
I wasn't
out.
Hating on you. You were asking how come Granger had muscles and you didn't.
Well, it's a fair question.
No, it's not. It just
he's
worked.
He's a dad. I'm a dad.
I mean, stop Ryan it. Reynolds is a dad.
Yeah,
exactly my point. We should all have muscles like that.
Okay. I don't know if that's your point. Mr. Bobby
Bones. All right, so here, the Never Gonna Get a question is about half couples. You're never gonna get it. Someone has done this behind the other one's back. You're never gonna get it. Amy.
Like laundered money.
What?
Whoa.
No,
oh my goodness.
Is it called the same thing if you're like stealing money from your own account, like sneakily without them noticing? That's
holy
what I mean.
Holy
like,
cow.
You know,
Amy's got a whole drug trade going over here.
Oh. You know, like a, you know, 20 here, 20 there.
Lunchbox.
Yes, TV show cheated. Like where you're supposed to watch a show together, but you watched it without him.
Yeah. That's it! Yes,
there you go, buddy.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there!
There he goes.
The one time I don't say, oh, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
Didn't even call a
Maybe
shot on that
it.
One.
Eddie, what would you have had?
I looked up X's on Facebook.
Oh.
Oh, good one.
That's kind of serious, though.
Yeah.
That's not serious.
Don't do that.
Everybody does that.
I know, but
don't
do it. Out
of curiosity, yeah.
By the way, I saw Amy with my ex-girlfriend in an Instagram picture. Ray, did they pull your comment? Did someone pull your comment?
I pulled it.
Oh, because I saw it.
Let me tell you what. I didn't pull comment?
I didn't know. Let me tell you what happened. I'm on Instagram, right? Listen, I thought Amy was, like, keeping the man down over there.
No.
Ray, don't walk out the studio. Ray is our audio producer. And so Ray loves to comment on everybody's pictures. And it was Amy, my friend Laura Petrowski, who works for Fox, and my ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And you guys all went to yoga together?
Yes.
Okay. And Ray writes on Amy's Instagram something. What did you write?
I said, I can't believe you did that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay. What were you referring to?
She posted a picture of your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but I have, since they've broken up, she's gone to Haiti with me, like, they've been broken
Where's
up
Where's your loyalty?
Years. No, you know as well, your ex-girlfriend is awesome, and she's my friend, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Hey, Ray said you know what you're doing.
I'm probably...
Go ahead, Ray.
Everybody knows her as his ex-girlfriend, not as your friend.
No! Oh, that's true. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I would... would you like me to inform you at this moment that we're also going on a trip together next month?
Ray, thoughts?
It's your ex-girlfriend. Well, I haven't seen her in years. I was like, whoa.
That's because were you ever friends with her?
And you just forced
That's because they can't be friends, really.
I mean, you could just go to yoga with her. No need to rub it in Bobby's face and put a picture on Instagram.
There's
like,
no face rubbing.
That's what she's kind of doing. Like, hey, Bobby, look at me. I'm hanging out with your ex-girlfriend. Instead of just go to
yoga
with her.
I really take it as
I thought you knew we hung out sometimes and you liked it.
I did not like it,
but you didn't mind.
I liked it. I'm like, I really need you to take one for the team.
No. I'm sorry. Not liked it, but that it didn't
I just saw
you.
Ray's comment get taken down. I was like, is Amy...
Like, no.
She texted me, so I was like, I'll take it down.
Don't act like that.
No.
She said
Jerry.
I have to text
right
you
she
so
said,
that Ray knows.
She just said, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because he goes, you know what I'm talking about. Don't act. Ray, I did not ask you to take it down.
No, you didn't ask me.
I said, Ray, is your comment about Kara? ? Ray goes, yes, weirdo. And I go, so then I'm like, wait. I go, is that bad? She's my friend. And then he replied back, I deleted it. I don't even care. I honestly shouldn't have said that. Don't hate me. And I go, all good.
Ray's scared now of the wrath. Listen, you don't want the Amy wrath.
What? Yeah. I don't have a wrath.
Oh, boy.
And I never asked him to take it down. I would have left it. He said, you know what I'm talking about. And I wanted to make sure. I was like.
You knew. We all knew, didn't we?
Yeah, we all knew. We all
so,
knew.
Let me ask you this. When I'm with her in a couple weeks, can I not post anything about her?
I don't care. I just saw Ray's comment and was like, what is he talking about?
I mean, it's been four
Ray's
years.
Always causing trouble on my Instagram, too.
Mm-hmm.
Always posting little comments.
Yeah, but you shut me down, though. You blocked me.
I blocked you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Whenever he wants audio from his Instagram, I have to log out of mine so that I can look at his Instagram.
I forgot I blocked
Wait,
you.
Wait, so you
Amy,
should
that's what you got to do.
No, I don't want to block
you.
I think Ray's comments are funny.
Ray, why did you tell me I blocked you?
I'm like, why can I not see Bones' pictures? Oh, that's right. He blocked me.
Bobby, you need to change that.
No, I don't know. I didn't think about that. Ray gets over there and starts causing too much trouble over there. Oh,
dang,
man.
I'm sorry, y'all.
So there was the big Oscars mess up last night where they get up and they announce Best Picture, and then it turns out they handed Warren Beatty, who read it and passed it over, they handed him the wrong envelope. Like, it wasn't his fault. And so... it was a whole thing. I didn't even know because I went to bed. You talking about this in the skinny?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, let's do it here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So yeah, they did mess up the Best Picture announcement. And a lot of people were like, how in the world does that happen? Well, they make two envelopes for everything to keep it stage right and stage left for people that are walking out. And somehow, an envelope that wasn't used during the Best Actress announcement, which was Emma Stone from La La Land, got into Warren Beatty's hands.
Okay, that makes sense to me in a way, because she walked away with one of the envelopes, and I was like, how did it get back on the stage?
Right.
If they have two. Wow. And so here, this is them reading La La Land,
yes.
Except it wasn't.
Matt Pluff, you kicked this off, and Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders.
And right now, they're accepting the award.
Mm-hmm.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture. Moonlight won.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Mm.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Oh, it hurts.
I love awkward so much.
Yeah, so awkward.
I just woke up this morning and I was like, what?
Poor Warren Beatty was just sitting there. He's like, whoa. Like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But he even looked at the envelope for a while because he saw Emma Stone, La La Land. He's like, whatever. And then Faye Dunaway's like, the winner's La La Land. And then he was like,
it wasn't
but it
their
says,
fault.
I know, it wasn't their fault, but she was just trying to read it. And he like whispered to her, he goes, but it says Emma Stone. But then all of La La Land's already coming up on the stage. Oh my goodness.
It was We Are the World up there. Like, it was like 100 people up there on the stage singing a song. It was like the great.
And then people are like coming up behind him, like whispering, hey, sorry, you didn't win. You need to get off the stage. It's going to Moonlight. Which, did y'all see Steve Harvey's tweet?
What did he say?
He said like, hey guys, I fell asleep last night. What'd I miss? Hashtag Oscars.
That's funny.
Really quickly, Brett Young was talking about a show that he was addicted to and he couldn't get enough of. And you know what it is from back in the day? Dawson's Creek. And we didn't have DVR back then, so he had to tape it with a VHS if he wanted to get every single episode. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There was another goof up at the Oscars last night. You know they do that video of everybody that dies?
Mm-hmm.
They put up somebody who was still alive.
Wow.
Janet Patterson, costume designer, smiling, happy. And they, you know, rest in peace to her, and she's still alive.
Oh.
What?
Like, for sure, somebody's in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
for sure.
I saw that Bill Paxton died. For me, wasn't Bill Paxton in Twister? Was he the main guy?
He was.
That's what I know him from. That was such a good movie.
Yeah.
And so Bill Paxton died at 61 years old. Complications from a surgery.
He had a stroke.
Is that what happened during the surgery?
And then he had surgery and then complications after that.
Okay. My grandma had a stroke during surgery.
Wow.
But so they list his movies. I don't know him from Titanic.
Me neither. I was trying to figure out who he was in Titanic.
And I'm sure if we saw a Google image, we'd be like, oh, but I didn't know him from that.
Well, yeah, he's the scientist from the beginning who's actually researching the Titanic.
Oh, he's like the current time guy.
Yeah, not in the old days.
Oh, see, I knew I would. Oh.
There we go.
Oh, because I couldn't. Everyone was like, Titanic actor. I was like, I know Billy Zane from Titanic. Right. And I know Kate Werenthal.
And Leo.
What's Kate's last name?
Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. Werenthal James Simpson.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Well, didn't he win an Oscar last night from jail?
The documentary did.
He didn't win?
No.
OJ, they didn't go, let's go live to the cell for OJ. I'd like to thank everybody for my award.
No, but Jimmy Kimmel made some joke about how, what did he say?
He gets an extra bologna
sandwich.
Like
an extra bologna sandwich tonight.
I didn't. That's funny. I didn't see
that.
Dang.
Mel Gibson, he's just like, oh boy, that was a bad one.
Dang. No, awkward was when they would go to Mel Gibson and he'd be with his granddaughter, except that was his wife.
Yeah.
I thought it was his daughter.
I mean, it's Mel looking old and evil eating candy, like, and this young girl is right next to him, and it's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dang. I didn't know whether to be like, man, that's creepy, or play on, play on. I didn't know. I was torn. I'd settle with that's creepy because I don't think Mel Gibson's that good of a dude.
Yeah, let's settle with
like all the Mel Gibson stuff, like, I'm just going to go, he just doesn't seem like a good dude to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going with that's creepy.
Cool.
If he's a good dude, I'd be like, play on, play on. But I don't know. That did look weird. Yeah, Bill Paxton died. He was in Big Love on HBO. Weird Science, which is a little before me. Titanic, I do know the part now. Twister, he was in a ton of movies.
Yeah, and only 61.
He was Morgan Earp in Tombstone. Remember I'll Be Your Huckleberry? Do you guys remember Tombstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that movie. Kurt Russell. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, rest in peace. Bill Paxton died. Judge Wapner died. He's 97 years old. Judge Wapner in People's Court was... That was huge back in the day. That was... He made Judge Judy, Judge Judy. Because that was the big show.
And she's the highest paid person on TV.
She better sell all of her shows for $200 million.
Wow.
Even after all the money she's made, she better take them all and go... Oh, she owns them and go, I sell them back and you can use them. $200 million to a company. Man, that's some money right there. Bones. Guy wanted to go on a test ride from Maserati. Think about buying a Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
Name's Michael. So he took it out on Wednesday, 45 years old. It's a Maserati Gran Turismo. And he said he wanted to show the vehicle off to his girlfriend. And for some reason, the dealership employee got off, got out of the car at a boat dock, and the guy drove off and stole the car.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He just saw the opportunity and decided to go.
The man takes a $150,000 Maserati on a test drive and ditches the salesman to steal the supercar. No word yet on if the car's back or not.
Wow.
What do you guys think of Maseratis? I'm not into them. Like, there was one at our old work, and somebody had it, and I was like, man, I just do not think that car looks cool. It's like, I'm not a Porsche guy.
Right.
Hey, oh, yeah, Amy's husband and I have had this long debate about Porsches.
I know, my husband loves them. It's his dream car.
I think maybe they're strong or something.
I don't know which one. I know there's lots.
And I'm like, I don't get the Porsche thing.
Yeah. All I know is one day if, I don't know, I am super successful in some way, shape, or form, and I could buy him one, he'd, like, love me forever.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you want to buy him, I'll take one if it's being bought for me. I'm going to go look at a Jeep today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying not to make impulse purchases.
No.
I don't think I'll buy it, but I'm going to go make my first look at a Jeep today. I was talking to one of our station program directors about it last week. I was like, yeah. He goes, you should buy a Jeep. It'll help with your image. I'm like, wait, what?
Like, what does that mean?
What?
Rugged? Manly?
I mean.
Outdoorsy?
Will a Jeep help that?
wait, no. That's not the direction I wanted to go. But no, it probably, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to go look at a Jeep today. We are going to do confessions. So if you have a confession, you can call us. They're called Monday Morning Confessions. And they can be husband confessions, wife confessions, kid confessions, jail confessions. We don't care.
Jail.
Kylie in Oklahoma, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. Give me a Monday morning confession to start us off here.
Okay, so I have a three-month-old, and he's pretty gassy. You know, babies are pretty gassy. And, you know, I have hormones that are going crazy still. I'm kind of recovering from having a child, and I may be a little gassy at times, and he may have been blamed for one of mine the other day because my husband said, oh, my gosh, what did he just do? I said, oh, I can't believe he just did that. That's a big one.
That's fun. So you're blaming your three-month-old for your gas.
Yeah, it was because he's pretty loud, but I guess I just lost one too, and it just was really easy because I was holding him, and I thought, oh, I said, oh man, that was a big one, bub. And he said, that's disgusting. He's getting worse. And I said, I know, those are getting bad.
Oh, and, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I may have lied and said it was the baby.
No, not you may have. You did. But
I did. But that's okay. You know, that's still embarrassing. I'm still kind of a newlywed, so I had to fluff it off because, you know, girls don't do those things.
They do not do those.
No,
you're right about. I never met a girl that did that. Ugh. All right, Kylie, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of confession we like.
Yeah.
Sometimes these go down an awkward path, and we have to end the segment.
Sometimes we don't know if we need to call someone.
Yeah, sometimes, like, should we alert the authorities? Like, we go out a break, and we're like, okay, do we alert the authorities or no? And I hope we don't have any of those.
Right. That one? Totally safe.
Perfect.
In the clear.
Okay, Monday morning confessions. Get it off your chest. Jamie has a parent confession in Albany, New York. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to add to the segment?
I'm dedicated to the show. So dedicated to the show. I even shut off Wave 2, which I know you know what that means.
I do. That's John Mayer's second wave that came out, which is fantastic, by the way. Thank you very much for doing that. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. I have a good parent confession.
Okay, I'm ready.
When my son was in sixth grade, he started those, well, every year they have them, the English test and the math test that they have, like, once a year that they send home the letters to the parents and say, make sure they get good sleep, make sure they get good breakfast. I thought I was parent of the year for sure, because every time my son would have these tests, I would set out this king's breakfast. I called it a king's breakfast, and it had everything. Fruit and waffles and juice and orange juice, and it also included like fake champagne or like sparkling apple cider. And like tea, he had everything. Well, needless to say, one year it was a big test. I made him his king's breakfast, got up in the morning and just went all out for him. And he took the sip of his cider and he was like, I don't like it. And I'm like, buddy, you have to have a good breakfast, really important. So made him drink everything, made him eat everything at the plate, sent him to school. Well, it wasn't until later in the afternoon that I opened the refrigerator and realized that I had not given him sparkling apple cider. I had given him real champagne.
Oh my gosh.
And had forced him to drink it, the whole glass. And he took the test drunk.
Oh no. What?
Did you tell him?
Just for the record, he did the best he ever did on any of those tests. And he graduated a year early. He's now 18 years old, so we're super proud of him. But to this day, like, I have never really told anyone that I sent my kid to school drunk.
Wow. In the end, it turned out great.
Yeah.
Did he call and be like, Mom, I don't feel good?
Yep, that was exactly how I knew. He kept, like, he called, and he said he had a headache, that he wasn't feeling good, that he wanted to throw up. And I kept saying to him, buddy, just go back and take the test. Like, wow. Just try to, like, take deep breaths. It's not a, you know, I thought he had anxiety.
Oh, it's the opposite.
Wow.
Wow, thank you for the call. Dang, that's a parent, that's a good parent confession. Years later, mm-hmm. Statute limitations over.
Yep.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a good morning. How about this? Let's go over to Destiny in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Destiny.
Hey.
Welcome to Monday Morning Confessions. You're on.
Thanks. So I guess my confession is kind of similar to what Amy was talking about earlier. I recently got married this year, and when we got married, we opened a joint bank account, but I still had my checking and savings account with the same bank, and so I just kind of take care of the money, and so every time I'd put $20 into our joint savings account, I put another $20 into my old savings account, and I haven't really told my husband, but I do it on his phone, and he can see everything I do and everything, and I figured it was a good way to keep some extra money aside. But I have to admit, I haven't really admitted it to him yet. So
you're hiding money. Or as Amy would say, you're laundering money in your house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let us know how that goes. I think you should tell him, but
when divorce confessions happens, call us back.
Oh no, they can work it out.
Okay. Destiny, thank you.
Maybe he'll be like, I do that too. And you'll be like, yay.
Then it's like, neither one of us can trust each other.
Awesome. For the record, I just brought that up for the game we were playing for You're Never Gonna Get It. I don't personally launder money.
Elizabeth in Macon, Georgia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead. Monday morning confession, you're on.
Yes, I have a parent confession. I have two boys, 3 and 8. And my 3-year-old is highly, highly, highly allergic to peanuts. So every time holidays come around, and the most recent was Valentine's, I get all of their candy, and I say I'm checking it for peanuts. Well, this year, I didn't give it back. I ate it all.
Oh, wait. My goodness. So you even took the ones that weren't peanut?
Well, yes. And I haven't. They ask me, where's my candy? And I tell them that you have to ask your dad. I don't know where he put it.
And did they ask dad?
I don't know. but they don't really need it.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the excuses. I mean, it's not good for them. Well, thank you for calling the show.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye. That's two. One more. Hello. You're on the air. Carly in Louisiana. Oh, are we losing? Hold on. Let's try another one. Carly in Louisiana. How are you?
Yes. Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, my husband's truck is his baby. And so I was with his mother and my sister-in-law, and we went to Sonic. And I'm pulling up in Sonic. You know, they're kind of tight. So we're in his truck, pulled up, and I started backing out, and I hit the sign. And I kept going. So it dented it. It scratched it. And the next day, of course, you know, I didn't say anything. And the next day, he's like, what happened to my truck? I said, somebody must have hit it in the parking lot at work. So he still doesn't know.
and I blame it on somebody in the parking lot.
Does he listen to the show by any chance?
No.
Okay, good. All right, we're in the clear. We're in the clear. All right, good, good.
Bones.
The Garth thing is awesome. I don't know if you guys saw this in the news, but he had his 5 millionth fan of this tour.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Garth Brooks celebrated his 5 millionth ticket sold by buying 2 cars for fans. Garth surprised a husband and a wife with a Lexus SUV and a Nissan truck before his concert in Edmonton, Alberta. He also gave them a $5,000 Amazon shopping spree, wow, a $5,000 Edmonton shopping spree, a trip or two to the Wynn in Vegas, and a bunch of Garth and Trisha Yearwood merch. He broke his own concert attendance record in the 90s. He hit 5 million in 100 cities. This tour has sold 5 million in 60 cities.
Wow.
So basically half the time. And here's the thing, too. I've been able to become kind of buddies with Garth. And he does stuff all the time that nobody even knows about. And he doesn't even care if people know about it. I was surprised that someone had put this
out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because he does stuff like this all the time. And nobody ever knows. And it's like his thing that he does just for himself. Mm-hmm. But that's awesome. And that's a really cool thing. That guy appreciates his fans. I'll tell you something. So we played the show at the Ryman, our band, the Raging Idiots, Eddie and myself. And, you know, we played these shows. And we were doing this charity show for St. Jude. And Garth came out and played with us. And to watch Garth on stage is crazy because you can pick out the little nuances as to why he is so good. He sings to the top row, the back, up.
Yeah.
That's where he performs to. Like, if the furthest person away, he's performing to. Because we were singing together on the same microphone. It was this crazy moment. But I'm also watching him, like, connect with the fans.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, he keeps singing. And I realized it. He's not singing to the people that bought the front row tickets. Garth Brooks was singing to the people at the very top in the back row. And I took a little lesson that
good
night
observation.
From the king of concerts, the greatest of all time.
Yes.
I got big boyfriend points this weekend.
What'd you do?
Well, I came back and I played a stand-up show in Muskegon. I flew back, got back just in time, went with Lindsay because she played the Grand Ole Opry. And so I did that. And then I didn't make her watch all The Office. We watched...
such a good boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did we watch? We watched The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. So you finally caught up. Watch some of that.
I like it too, but I'm like, when I get started on something, I want to finish it.
You're like fixated, yeah.
We still watched a bunch of Office, but we watched Caught Up on Walking Dead. It's so good again. It took a minute.
Yeah.
Pretty rough first half of the season. Next, we're going to watch This Is Us.
Okay.
Because we're not caught up there yet. So that'll be up.
So nice of you.
You know what? I do what I can. I try to get good boyfriend points there. There was an event in New York, and a fight broke out. And what turned from a fight between 2 customers ended up being a fight between 40 customers. And here's an eyewitness who watched the thing.
Out of control, honestly. I can't believe that people would even act that way.
Were you scared?
I was really scared.
It was a full-on brawl in the restaurant with 40 people fighting each other.
That's a lot.
Now, the first time Lunchbox ever went to a bar, you were how old?
I was 18 years old.
And you saw a bar brawl?
Oh, my goodness. It was Bob Popular's 18 and up. And, I mean, they had pool tables in one of the rooms. And all of a sudden, these people started running in. And they were taking pool cues and breaking them over each other's backs. People were running in, just jumping in the fight. Pool tables knocked over everywhere. And I thought to myself, if this happens every time I go out, I am going out every night of the week. It was amazing. First night out, I just turned 18. I was so pumped. And the biggest fight ever. Crazy. Have you ever seen someone break a pool cue over someone?
I haven't.
Oh, man. There was multiple broken pool cues.
They were just taking them and slapping them over.
Oh, just whack.
Like
just
back?
Back, shoulders, whatever.
What started the fight at Bob Popular's?
I guess a fight over the pool game? I don't know. I mean, and people I don't even think were involved with each other. They just came to get in the fight. Like, I mean, there's no way they knew who was fighting because they came running from the other room. And then all of a sudden the cops swarm and break everything up and... But it was pool tables on the ground. It was great.
Did you ever consider jumping in yourself?
No, because I was so shell-shocked because, I mean, I was like, this is what going out is. This is what bar life is. I am all about it.
Have you ever seen another brawl since?
Oh, I've seen plenty of brawls.
Like a big one like that, though, where they're like...
No, that's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Man.
Ever.
What an expectation setter, and then it never lives up to it again.
I mean, I've seen some good fights, and I've seen people get, like... cut up, like some person got a beer bottle, boom.
I was going to ask, because right, we see that on TV all the time. People go, kush, and they break bottles over heads. Ever seen that in real life?
Yeah. Person got, boom, beer bottle, sliced their face wide open, had to get like 70 stitches.
Wow. So it doesn't just like crumble like on TV?
No. No.
Anyone else ever seen a beer bottle get busted over somebody's head?
No.
Me either.
No. We have boring lives. Or
I haven't seen anything more than like a shoving match. Where like some guy accidentally steps on some girl's foot and he's like, you hit my girl? And they start shoving and then someone grabs. I don't ever see fights. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see fights.
Wait, we saw a bad one time where Justin the Suit grabbed you and like took you out of the bar as fast as I
could.
Oh,
we saw somebody get punched.
That was bad.
Okay, that's right. We were in Austin, right? We had just finished playing a show. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That one wasn't a fight. That was some dude.
It was like a one hit out.
Punching somebody out of nowhere. It was a sucker punch. And some dude comes up to the other guy and just goes boom and clocks him and goes down. And Justin the Suit, who, by the way, doesn't work with us anymore, same company. He moved to run a bunch of stations in Chattanooga. People wonder, where's Justin? Still with us, but he still works for the company somewhere else. Justin the Suit, I guess, thinks he's the Secret Service. We had girls with us.
Yeah.
And Justin the Suit wraps his arms around me, clasps his hands, and gets me out of there. Like, get out. And I'm like, dude, there are like three girls here. Like, yeah. I wanted to watch,
yeah,
dude.
You guys were out.
And I was like tackled, thrown in the back of the presidential SUV and rolled out of there.
Dang.
No, I felt dumb.
Why? Because Justin had a rescue.
Because there's a man jumping to my aid.
Sure, but it could have gotten really bad. So I'm glad he got you out of there.
Then I would have like hung in there and thrown some fists myself.
Oh, that's true.
Who saved you, Eddie?
No one.
Oh.
No.
I didn't want to be saved. This is why my image is so bad.
Oh.
Someone did recommend a Jeep for me online. It's one of those little pink trackers.
Oh,
no.
They were like, we have the perfect Jeep for your image. And it was a little one of those pink tracker things.
The Barbie Jeep.
Yeah, but a real one. Yeah. Hey, this is cool. Let's catch up with Jenna. Because Jenna had emailed the show and said that her husband was a police officer and she was pregnant. And she wanted tickets to come out to my stand-up comedy show on Friday night. And so, Jenna, how are you?
Good. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to know something funny, Jenna? Is that I knew you were coming. I didn't know when I was going to meet you. I knew I'd meet you. And I knew you were pregnant. And there was somebody named Jenna. There was probably like 10 people in front of you. And I was like, hey, you're pregnant. It was the wrong Jenna.
Oh, no.
And the other Jenna wasn't pregnant.
Bobby. Oh, no.
I thought it was this Jenna. And she comes up and she was like, hey, I'm Jenna. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. How far along are you? She wasn't pregnant at all.
Okay.
You want to talk about awkward?
Yeah.
That was really awkward.
Very.
And then she was like, I'm not pregnant. And I was like, oh, okay.
Would you explain yourself? Like, okay, just so you know, there's someone Jenna.
No, there are no words to say. You just go, oops, I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, that's awkward.
It was awful. Yes. But then I met Jenna like 10 people later, and she was pregnant. Right, Jenna? How pregnant are you, Jenna?
Yeah, I'm almost 8 months.
Wow.
Jenna was really close. Really pregnant.
Really, so it was obvious when she came up, 10 more people, you're like, oh, there's the pregnant Jenna.
I was so messed up that I wasn't associating anything with pregnancy anymore. I don't care.
She's obviously pregnant, but you're not bringing it up.
They need to roll somebody with feet and stirrups for me to be like, oh, you're pregnant. Like, I'm done. I'm out
Frowning.
Talking. Yep, no more. That baby's head's coming out, or I'm like, oh, so had extra muffin today, huh? And it ain't happening.
You've been trying to find somebody to give birth on stage with you for a while.
I told Jenna.
Jenna, why didn't you do it?
I know. It just wasn't the right time, I guess.
And Jenna came and we met. And I still have the book that I took her that I forgot to give her. But I even know what seat she was sitting in. I can remember. Jenna, you were sitting in seat K1, right?
Yes, I was.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Because I remember and I was going to take her the book. And I started doing the show and I forgot about it. I will mail it to you, though. I promise you. I'll mail it to you today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Jenna, what did you think of the show?
I loved it. You know, I can't even tell you how many times I looked at my husband and we just started laughing. It was so funny. We got in the car and we left and we were like, wow, you know, he's really funny.
That's good.
And like, you're funny on the show, but it was just a whole new level. I don't know what it was. It was just awesome. And now I think my husband has a permanent man crush on Walker Hayes as well.
Walker's awesome.
Yeah.
Nikita is awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome. It was just awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really glad we got to meet, and tell your husband again, thanks for being a police officer. You know, for me, I'm such a big fan of what he does and what police officers all over the country do, and I think it's very thankless work that should be appreciated more. And so it was my pleasure to meet you guys and to get you guys tickets. And I'm going to send you this book, and I was so bothered by it that, again, I remembered exactly what seat she was in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to send it to you, and thank you again for listening and coming and just being awesome.
Okay, well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, have a good day. Have a good day, Jenna, and I can't wait for the baby. What are you naming it?
We're naming him, actually, Brett Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh. After the Poison lead singer, Brett Michaels.
I thought Rhett or Brett.
No, I'm kidding. No. Oh. All right, Jenna, thank you. Have a great morning. Tell your husband hello, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I got to get your information to mail you this book.
Wow, we need to know this Bobby on a whole new level funny.
It's a stand-up comedy. I'm working on...
I know, you don't share any of your material with us because you don't want it out there, and so I don't know this whole new level of you.
It's just different. And the reason it's called Funny and Alone, by the way, it's not because I'm alone in real life. It's because I do the show with all my friends. The show here. There's a lot of us.
Yeah.
And we're not some show that was put together by a corporation or they didn't patch us all together. These are like my real friends. We've been friends forever. And so we do the show. And then I have a band. It's Eddie and myself and a bunch of other friends. We go out and we play shows. Funny Alone is just me by myself. It doesn't mean I'm like alone in life.
Okay. So it's funny and you're alone on stage.
Yes.
And then here you're just
I'm here
sort
all my
of
friends.
Funny with us.
No, I'm very funny, but no, I give room to everybody else.
From what she's saying, you have this whole another level of funny.
No.
So I feel like we get the sort of funny.
No.
And then when you're alone, you're like,
you're missing the point here.
And then
I like it because you guys make me laugh.
Oh.
There's a stage we all share here.
Okay.
So there's just little doses. Just
so
imagine,
right here, we're funny and not alone.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I wonder if pregnant people at your show, since you're so funny, like it's an issue when they're that
Stop
far
saying
along.
I'm so funny. Now you're setting the bar way high.
No, I mean, I'm just like,
Stop. I don't like that.
Like when they laugh, I wonder if it's an issue.
I wish.
Like if they have
I'm
to
telling
tinkle.
You, I would. Oh, I thought you meant labor. I would love for someone to go on labor at my
labor.
Show. Oh, and I'm kind of weirded out. I would for sure deliver the baby.
You would, I
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, all right, boy. Here we go.
Get out of here.
Bring it in. I'm about to make some news coverage at my own show. There's that. On the show.
You just need to do, go do a pregnant, or a show where only pregnant people.
I invite 8.5 months pregnant,
be,
get in free.
8 to 9 months pregnant.
Yes.
And
and then I pass out hot peppers.
Yes,
will
yes,
that be the
yes.
Trick?
Yes, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Spicy food for everyone.
Yeah, and make them, they have to stand and walk in place while they listen to you.
I'm looking for a taker. Anyone want to deliver?
Oh. I think you would get one that way. I'm just saying.
Oh, we got to do Tell Me Something Good. It's coming up in just a second. I know we're a couple minutes late.
Yeah.
Tell me if this joke was mean or not, okay? I got to tell you, there's this girl named Nikita Carmen.
Yeah.
If a label doesn't sign her as an artist soon, they're going to miss out. Because she's like different good, like so good. And she goes and she opens up the show. I brought her out because she's so good. And she's from Australia. And I totally played a joke on her. Just to
you
make
do
her
that
feel
a lot.
Just to make her feel better. This is what happened. She got rear-ended. Her car got rear-ended. And her face went into the airbag and it smashed her face. Mm. And it busted up her lip and her neck. And it's pretty bruised. And she's feeling better because she came out and performed. And I'm telling you, she is phenomenal, right? She's like a singer-songwriter. She goes out and she sings, and I'm like, hey, because we're playing in Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah.
And she has an accent, so I mess with that a little bit. And I'm like, hey, this town's called Mushigen. And she's like, oh, okay. Because she didn't know how to say it. So she goes out. She goes, it's my first time ever in Mushigen.
Oh, no.
Bobby.
And the crowd erupts in laughter. And she came off and she's like, I don't know why they laughed at me. And I was like, oh, huh, it's interesting. And then afterward, I told the crowd, I let them in on it.
Okay, good.
I was like, I told her this. It was called Mushigen when it wasn't. It's called Muskegon.
Well, one time she was coming to see you, and she asked for your address, and you're like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
She's hilarious
like, okay.
Joke!
So she's on her way to the White House.
Yes, the greatest ever. She's I moved, and so she's like, I need the address of your new house. And so I said 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and just sent it. So she gets in an Uber.
And again, she's from Australia, so it's not like she's, she didn't take U.S.
She's been here a year. She gets in an Uber. And she goes, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, please. And the guy's like, after they drove for a bit, he's like, are you sure? And she's like, yes. And then she messaged me. I said, did you really tell your Uber driver that? She goes, well, now he's lost. And I'm like, that's not it. So, yeah. I like to play. That's how you know I like to play jokes on my friends.
Oh, okay.
But and her name is Nikita Carmen. Here, I'll play a little bit of her music. This song is called Curfew. She's really good. I'm gonna play all of it. But you're looking for a new artist to download?
It's midnight, we're falling behind. You're still a closed book. You say you wanna see where this leads, but just as it's getting good, you shut off, cut off this thing before it has a chance to be what we one bit is out of my hand.
Our producer Morgan She's in the glass room, but you're not really a big voice watcher, are you?
I used to be, but then I kind of fell off the wagon with it.
But you're back again.
I'm going to watch this season because I know a guy who auditioned.
How do you know him?
We worked at Olive Garden together.
And so how do you know he made it?
Well, he's been posting on social media to, like, tune in and watch, so I don't think he'd be doing that if he didn't at least make it through the blinds. But he's also had some Snapchats, and it looks like he's in studios. So that's pretty neat. I mean, he has kids, and he worked at Olive Garden, and now he's going to get to go do this cool thing on The Voice. So
where does he live?
Spring Hill. Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah. It's like 30, 40 minutes from Nashville.
That's awesome.
And that's the one you used to work at, that Olive Garden?
Right.
Is he still there?
No, he works at a coffee shop now.
Okay, cool. So is he on tonight? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
I don't even think he knows if he's on tonight.
What's his name?
It's Austin Tyler Jones.
Okay. Well, we're all watching for ATJ.
Austin Tyler Jones.
Is that what they call him, ATJ?
No.
They
but
should.
Yeah. I didn't even know he sang. Like, it's really cool.
What?
Yeah. He wasn't open about that with us. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Morgan stayed at my house, by the way, on Friday night to watch my dog because we went to the stand-up show.
Yeah.
My dog is so old, he doesn't go places anymore. I have to have friends come and just stay and watch him. Because he doesn't do well in other places. So I appreciate that. But you didn't have to stay the whole night.
No, I didn't have to stay because Lindsay texted me and she was like, hey, girl, go enjoy your weekend. I'm going to come over. So instead of going out on a Friday night, your girlfriend decided to come and stay at your place and basically wait until you got back home.
Well, she loved my dog, first of all.
And you.
Go ahead. Why are you coughing? What did I do?
And she loves you.
She loves your dog, but I think she loves you.
Oh, that's what.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was like, and you were with another girl. I was like,
yeah,
wait, what?
And that where seemed, were you?
No, I was working. It's very nice of her.
Mm-hmm. You're really lucky. Just know that.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Lunchbox.
I mean, Morgan, you say she waited for Bobby. I mean, you're right. She was waiting for Bobby because she's not going to do anything else without Bobby. She's got to wait for her boyfriend to get home.
No, I'm not going down that trap.
That's what we're talking about.
She doesn't have to wait for anything. She can do whatever she wants. It was very nice of her, though.
Yeah, I'm sure she could have plans in a minute, so that was sweet of her.
Nah, she ain't going anywhere without the bones, man.
That's not true. She has a life.
Not only does she have a life, we have two separate lives. We don't see each other on the weekends hardly ever because she's on the road all the time, as am I. But anyway, thank you, Morgan. Well, I hope ATJ does well tonight. I hope he gets on.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not even going to act like the Oscars were entertaining last night because they were not to me. I tried to struggle through the first 20 to 30 minutes and then I asked Lindsay, I was like, can we just turn this off? And she really wanted to see the musical numbers, but I think there were only five the entire night. And one of them was at the very beginning with Justin Timberlake. And it was great, by the way. I thought it was really great. But then that's one. You have 3 hours to go with just four more. So Justin Timberlake started the show, loved it. Who ended up winning the song? Does anybody know? Like in the awards last night?
The people from La La Land.
Yeah.
How'd that not win?
It wasn't this song.
What? No. That's why people don't watch the Oscars, because they're way cooler than we are. So, the best part of the Oscars was the part we missed, the big mess up. Mm-hmm. So, here's just some clips. Like, during the reading of Best Picture, it's Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, and they presented La La Land as the winner. And so here comes everybody. They all start giving their speech, but then it was realized they read the wrong card. They were given the wrong card, and La La Land wasn't the winner. And so Moonlight had won. It was amazingly awkward. I love awkward.
The Academy Award.
Now, he's stunned right now because the card says Best Actress Emma Stone,
mm-hmm, Emma Stone
for La La Land.
For Best Picture.
You're a mom.
La La Land.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing. This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Like, he's just digging himself. He's like, I didn't do it, I promise. It wasn't my fault.
Right.
So as they're all up on stage, all the La La Land people are upstage. By the way, I haven't seen any of these movies, so I have no opinion. They're like, and you see a guy with a headset going on telling everybody, you didn't win, you got to get off stage. Mm-hmm. And so one of the guys goes up.
Matt Pluff, you kicked this off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No.
There's a mistake.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best.
Sounds like when there's a smoke alarm going off. This is not a joke, guys.
It's not a drill.
Get up. Like, get out of here. This is not... Oh, man. So this is amazing. This is... I love it. Here, here's Jimmy Kimmel.
This is a very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
I'm going to be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you. That's...
No.
He still handled it well.
Yes, considering, yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened. I blame myself for this. Let's remember, it's just an award show. I mean, we hate to see people disappointed, but the good news is we got to see some extra speeches. We have some great movies.
I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. He was awesome, and I think the best part of the show, though, was when they brought the tour bus people in.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I was asleep.
Oh,
okay,
that was awesome.
So you know those big red double-decker mm-hmm. tour buses? They told the people, oh, we're going to show you some old Oscar dresses, and so they turned off all the lights, and they have them come in, they turn on the lights, and they're live at the Oscars, and they're walking through, and they're meeting all the celebrities. And
they had their selfie sticks.
Yeah, they had their selfie sticks, they're taking
Do you think it was real? I didn't see it.
No,
absolutely
it was real.
Real.
It was real?
Totally
really?
Gary yeah. from Chicago was the guy in the front, and he was just like pointing at all the actors and like, oh my goodness, he's taking pictures with everybody. And then they were an engaged couple, and he was like, who's your favorite actor? And he goes, the woman goes, Denzel.
So he got points at him.
Yeah, and so Denzel Washington comes up and goes, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You can kiss your bride. And they're taking pictures, and then Jennifer Aniston gave them her sunglasses as a wedding gift. It was great.
That sounds funny.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
How far into the show? Like, again, I was out.
I watched it later. I watched it today. I watched it this morning.
Today.
Today.
Yeah. What's going on this week? First of all, 6 days until the iHeartRadio Music Awards. So that'll be Sunday night on TNT and True TV and TBS. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there. 28 days until Easter, by the way.
Wow.
That's creeping. But tomorrow's the last day of February. Which feels weird,
here.
But yeah, tomorrow's the last day. On tonight, The Voice Season 12 starts. The Bachelor, the finale part one is tonight as well.
Finale's here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then tonight also, Charlie Warsham stopped by my house for an episode of the Bobby Cast. So you can hear that on iHeartRadio. Tomorrow night, President Trump's address to Congress, which will be on all the channels. On Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So this is Lunchbox's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing religious happens in his life until it's time for a day off work. And then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm Catholic. You mind if I get that day?
I was going to email you tonight.
Have you decided what you're getting up for Lent?
No, I haven't done that yet. I am just worried about making it to the service on Wednesday, and I got a packed schedule, so I was going to come to you tonight. Then
listen, if it's a serious thing and it's really your religious belief.
It is my religious beliefs. I am Catholic.
Okay, but you're...
St. Albert the Great. That's where I went as a kid growing up. St. Albert the Great Catholic Church. That's right.
You never go to church. And listen, you cannot go to church and have every religious belief and conviction and have spirituality. But Lunchbox, I always think you're trying to pull one over on me.
No, I would never use religion.
Okay, listen to the tone. Listen to the tone.
On you. You got to understand. Like, I'm a man of the Lord.
What?
Of the what?
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You can't even say the word Lord.
He had to pause.
All of
like,
us went, what? What? Lightning will strike you.
I understand.
It's almost
that.
Like yeah. he had that fear for a second. He's yeah. like, I'm a man of the Lord.
He looks around. Lord. Listen, it's Wednesday's Ash Wednesday. If you need to go to service, you're free to go to service.
Thank you.
You can go to like an afternoon.
Hey, you don't yeah. know what time my church offers it. Hey, you be quiet over there. It's at 8 a.m.
Why are you talking like that?
On Thursday, Luke Bryan's on The Tonight Show. On Friday, Logan is in theaters. And so Logan's the Wolverine's in it.
Oh, what the?
And apparently it's different than every other superhero movie. Apparently it's like really raw.
And the daughter has little claws too?
I'm not sure. I don't know anything. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Really?
I saw the preview.
I've seen she
weird.
Like almost
Oh, it's Wolverine's daughter?
Her. Yeah.
Hold on. Mike D knows all the movies. Okay. Hey, Mike D, is Logan Wolverine's daughter?
No, that's his name, but in the movie it's his daughter. Is.
Oh, Logan's not the little girl?
No, his real name is Logan.
Oh.
Dummy.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. So Logan is him.
Yeah.
Oh. That's it. It's like a prequel. Or is it older in life?
I think it's later.
It's later.
Oh, it's like an old quote.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I'm so confused. And I like superhero movies. Those X-Men, I just got too far behind.
Mm.
Once you miss like X-Men Reinvented, X-Men Invented the third time, X-Men, I'm like, oh, I don't even know where to start or where, because they went back and forth.
I've never seen any of them, so.
That's out. I think you're getting an unfair rap here, Lunchbox. Eddie's making fun of Lunchbox's suit that he was wearing in that video.
Whoa, whoa, I'm looking out for him.
We did a video where Lunchbox went on the streets.
Right.
It was before the Oscars, and he would just go up to random people and say, hey, what are you wearing? And they'd be like, Walmart, Target. And so Eddie's like, hey, Lunchbox bought this suit, and it's way too big, and he's wearing it to the iHeartRadio Awards on Sunday.
Here's the shocker. He said he just bought it. And okay. I was like, dude, that's like two sizes too big. Like, your shoulders.
He always
the shoulders,
wears everything big,
I know. I think it's time for him to tighten up a little bit. The shoulders, like, the shoulder pads stick out a little too much. It's bending, you know, because his shoulders aren't that big. And then it kind of looks like a robe. You know, when it hangs around
Lunchbox,
his hips?
I think the suit looks great.
Man, I went and got the suit at a suit store, and they did the little thing with the tape measure and everything. So I don't know. Does it really look that bad?
Yeah, I have a picture of it. I'll send it.
Listen,
to
it
you
doesn't
guys.
Matter how it looks to Eddie or to me or to Amy. Wear whatever you like wearing.
Right, but I don't want to look like the fool that, you know, is wearing his dad's suit because I got myself a suit. Like, I mean, I wore my dad's suit for a long time. But I don't know if it's that big. I don't...
Well, put it up at BobbyBones.com.
Is it really that big?
I mean, it's pretty big. I was just looking out for you, and you're going to go to the awards show.
Nada just groaned.
What do you say, Nada?
Yeah. It's a little big. Maybe you can get it altered.
What about your... What are sleeves on your shirt? Are they too long?
The tie was like a little
those,
off too.
Those are like those.
Did you shrink?
It does look like he shrunk.
The problem is I don't know how to tie a tie, and so I can't really. Like, I just leave it.
Is
tied.
Is that the problem? The
tie? No.
Well, they're talking about all this other stuff.
Yeah,
it sounds like the.
You know those athletic shirts where you stick your thumb through and it like comes all
the way. Yeah, it comes all the way over like the half of your
from far away. It looks like his thumb's in a. He's got it's like coming across his.
See, I'm just looking out for him.
I need to look at it, but just do you.
I can sew. We can take. We can.
There is no way you can fix a suit if it's too big, right? I mean,
of course you can.
Yeah, I mean, if it's unless it's way too big, but yes, you can fix a suit.
Bones, I just sent it to you.
The picture?
Yes.
What through email or through text?
The text.
Okay. I mean lunch.
Oh no! Really?
But like Bobby was saying, it doesn't matter.
In some style, the '90s are coming back in some ways.
Hold on.
Like the oversized pants. Like you could just be cutting edge.
Your genuine reaction was like, oh
no, it wasn't.
You hesitated.
I think you should do whatever makes you feel comfortable. Like I have clothes too when I'm bloated that I wear.
Yeah. Do you feel cozy in that? Like.
I mean, it's a suit. I don't know.
I think it looks great. I'm on the record of saying if you want to wear it, wear it. Don't let Eddie hold you down.
Lunch. I just think you should tighten it up a little bit.
If you pay a good... Do you know what you pay for it?
Oh, yeah. This is expensive.
Well, the good news is you get to eat whatever you want.
Well, I mean, it's been a few years.
He's writing down the price that he paid for it?
Oh, you didn't just buy it?
You said
it sounded like you just bought it.
Well, I mean, I bought it for a wedding to go to.
How long ago?
Few months.
Okay. Well, years or months.
Years or months.
Write down how much you pay for it. I want to tell you if it's worth getting altered because.
Oh. Or just go get a new suit. Okay.
That's standard.
That's pretty expensive for. I mean.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He paid for this full suit, pants and top and jacket, right?
Oh yeah.
It was $300.
Yeah.
He wrote it down.
You made him
write.
Why don't you just tell it?
So, I mean, did I not?
Way to confide. Dude, that's awesome.
Bobby,
I tried
write it down in private. Okay, here's
the
number.
So
I just wanted to see. Go ahead.
I tried to do the right thing of getting a nice suit.
Because
you guys tell me that I always wear my dad's suit, blah, blah, blah. You make fun of me. So
We don't, though, really. You say always a lot. We probably haven't made fun of you in 5 years.
Yeah, probably because you haven't seen me in a suit
in
5 years.
But we haven't made fun of you in 5 years.
Right, because in 5 years you haven't seen me in a suit. Okay. So the first time I put on a suit, what is this? Oh, here we go. Eddie's bringing it up, you tell me it looks like a 90s jumpsuit. So I thought when they put that little tape measure around you or whatever that they're supposed to make it fit. And so you're saying it doesn't fit.
I think you should wear whatever you want to wear, dude. I'm on that train. Wear what makes you feel good. Don't wear what makes you feel bad.
All right,
BobbyBones.com. People can go up there and look. Here's something you have to worry about, too. Lunchbox sent me this story. He said, should I feel threatened? TV worker claims she was fired for being too hot.
Should I be threatened?
That's what he's worried about.
Yeah. Like,
is he too good? He's like, he thinks he's too good looking for the show.
Especially in that suit.
Like, it might get intimidating where people, like, you're going to be like, okay, look, you're people are starting to swoon over you, and you've got to get rid of you.
It's funny that he gets rammed in the in the same segment.
Yeah, about his suit size.
I think he still looks great, by the way. A TV worker's claiming she got fired for being too good-looking. She was sent home 5 minutes into her eight-hour shift and told you she'd be on a catwalk.
What?
The guy who fired her also asked for her number and to go for a drink.
Dang.
Well, that's why he wanted to date her, and he can't date employees, yeah, probably. So he's like, eh, you're going to have to go.
I mean, it's rough being hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. In the world, everybody says, oh, being hot is so easy because you get everything you want. Yeah. But people are always staring at you.
Do you feel like people look at you for an extended period of time because of your looks?
Yes.
Here, us, your coworkers?
they do the, what do you call that?
Like the double take.
Yeah, the neck. They
don't hurt
rubber
your neck.
Rubber neck. Okay. And they check you out.
You feel like people stare at you.
They objectify me.
Wow.
That's quite the claim.
Do you know what objectify means?
Yeah.
Yeah, you treat them like they're not a human. You just treat them like they're an object.
Wow. Okay.
A hot object.
What, so you feel like that's happening to you?
Yes.
Who does that specifically?
Oh, just strangers. Like, well, I mean, I go to the grocery store and people, and they crash their car because they're looking. I mean, it happens.
People run their carts into things because they're looking at you because of how good looking you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
It happens. You guys don't ever experience that wherever you go?
No.
Like sometimes,
none of us.
Nope.
I mean, some people, like, you go into the movie theater, and they don't even watch the movie. They're too busy looking at you.
Do you feel like that it's hard to live a normal life because people are staring at you?
Yes. You feel weird.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I want to wear a hat and sunglasses because I'm like, guys, and I try to, you know, wear a hoodie and so I can cover my face.
Are you the best-looking person on the show?
By far.
Wow.
By far.
Not even a question. Wow, people tell me all the time. Do people rubberneck for you guys?
No.
Okay,
no,
then.
They did not. Okay. What celebrity would you say you look like the most?
People tell me that Dax Shepard guy.
Yeah?
I mean, I've gotten that a lot.
Dax Shepard, okay. Anybody else?
Tom Brady. I've been told that for years. Yeah.
That was when your hair was long and his was long, and that was it.
But now he doesn't have long hair, and I don't have long hair. So
you're back to looking like him again.
We're back to looking the same, is what I've been told.
I just didn't know you had this was a problem in your life. I thought, I mean, you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, my wife gets worried when we go places. She's like, man, why is everybody staring at you? And I'm like, because you got a hottie. And she's like, I know I do.
Hold on. Do you think a lot of people know you from the show, and maybe they're just like, hey, that's Lunchbox, and not, hey, he's so good-looking? Or does it happen in places that we're not on the air?
I mean, it's places we're not on the air. I mean, it's anywhere. Everywhere I go. In the airports. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Train stations. I mean.
You're in a lot of train stations. Well,
yeah.
Right,
I mean, every once in a while when I go to the train station. I'll just tell you.
Have I ever been to a train station?
No, in the subway, maybe.
It's the same thing.
Okay. I would say I've got on the subway maybe 3 times in my life in New York. Maybe.
Right.
And I don't think I call it the train station, but that's funny. Okay,
I mean, if you're just sitting somewhere, you don't think someone's taking a people don't take pictures of you just to show their friends, like, man, look at this hot guy I saw.
No.
It happens.
If you're the best looking guy on the show.
I would say, yeah.
In your mind. Okay, who's the second best looking on the
show?
Not
sure.
You have no idea.
No idea.
Not even guys. Guys, I mean, I don't want to do this. Guys only. You have no idea.
I have no idea.
All right.
I mean, you guys, probably a tie, 3-way tie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Just don't fire me for being too good looking.
All right.
That's all I ask.
And don't worry about your suit. Because everybody's looking at your face anyway. They don't even look at your clothes.
Good point.
That's good a good point.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is a good story. A high-end clothing store in Salt Lake City started a new program called Suited for Good, which gives free suits to men struggling to find work.
Wow.
This store's been in business for 112 years. And so the recipients get a suit, a shirt, a tie, and shoes. And so far, they've given away 41 suits. And, you know, people come in to donate. They also take their... I mean, it's just...
A lot of times, it's something like that that can kickstart the one thing that someone needs to go out and get an interview or do whatever.
I love the good news stories. We try to bring so much positivity here. Here's this. If you do yoga, you sleep better. Now, I've been doing yoga over the past 3 months or so, and I've gotten okay. I didn't have a good experience yesterday, though.
Why? What happened?
I was the only guy in the class.
Oh, good for you.
Led by a guy. And I think he did.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I think he was a little jealous. Not because I'm good.
Because he had competition.
I don't even know if competition was the word. He kept correcting me, though. And here's the thing. I'm not good.
Yeah.
I'm beyond correctable. And so you can't fix me. You can't. Okay. You can't. I'm not good.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept trying to fix me. And then he kept, like, making it a point. almost embarrassed
to call you out.
Yes, he was like, and you know, they have to know everybody's name. Apparently, they're like, he's like, Bobby, come on, yeah. Bobby, Bobby. And I was like, oh, I was just getting so irritated.
Especially if you're new.
And I was like, I'm not good. I'm not gonna get good. Leave me alone.
Did you say that? Leave me alone.
No, I wanted to though. They always say at the beginning of yoga class, like, find your purpose.
Yeah, what's yours?
Mine's always the same. To get this class freaking over with. Every time they're like, okay, say your purpose. I'm like, to be done in an hour.
Do you ever dedicate your class to someone?
I dedicate it to being done. I don't like exercising in any form or fashion.
Yeah.
I have a trainer too. I'll go to him and I'll be like, I don't like being here with you. Mm-hmm. I enjoy him a lot. Major Payne, fantastic guy. But I'm like, I don't like being here. I don't like exercising. I don't like running. I don't like working out. I don't like any of it.
Let's just do this.
It's just, it's a part of my life that I have to do. Mm-hmm. I take my 1 hour a day that I block out. Because most of the time, most of the rest of the day, my calendar's full of just stupid stuff. Conference calls mostly. 84 conference calls a day. And so it's my 1 hour. And then I go back to doing stuff that I even like conference calls better than working out now that I think about it.
Really?
I hate working out. Mm.
But it's good that you're committed to taking that time.
Yeah. I have to decide today if I'm going to write a second book or not.
Oh. Well, how are you going to decide?
It's due today.
Flipping a coin?
Really? Maybe.
What? No. Well, what's going on? I mean, why wouldn't you? I think you should.
It's a lot of work. That first book took it all out of me.
That's true.
That first book took it out of me for 3 months. I was just emotionally exhausted.
But you're glad you did it.
Now I am.
Yeah.
I remember turning it in and going, and I gave it to Mary Forrest, and who's my, helps me with like my, all my jobs. And I was like, read this. This book's terrible. Like, I'm embarrassed to turn it in. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up being successful because our listeners are awesome.
New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah. But I have to decide today. And if I do it, I'm going to really do it a really good job.
Well, of course.
I'm going to try hard. Okay. Like, oh, so I'd rather work out. That's my list of things.
Make
in order.
Up your mind.
Conference calls, working out, writing a book. Oh, my purpose is to, it would be just to finish it. So anyway, that's today. Oh, I have this too. Has a stranger changed your life? You can call us if a stranger has ever changed your life. I think this would be interesting to talk about. People reveal the one-off encounters I'll never forget, including a man who saved a little boy from a car crash and then disappeared.
Wow.
It was on Reddit, and I was like, that'd be a crazy awesome thing to talk about. 877-77-BOBBY, if a stranger's ever, like, just changed your life. This guy might have been a ghost, though, is what I was thinking. He just disappeared.
Or an angel.
Might be a ghost, yeah. All right, so if a stranger's ever changed your life, give us your story. Carrie in Missouri. Morning.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. What do you got?
Well, I was in a car accident, and me and my daughter were traveling on the road, and we were knocked off the road into the ditch. And a passerby saw the accident and stopped because the person that hit us kept going. And he stopped and let us know he'd be right back, and he chased down the person that hit us.
Wow.
And brought them back to the scene.
Wow.
So,
holy cow. Do you
that's
still know this
crazy
person?
No, I'd never met him.
Whoa. How about that? Well, thank you for the call. That's like life-changing stuff.
It was.
Like, that's as good. That Samaritans, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a thing.
By the way, good Samaritans?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
I saw stories about people who have had strangers change their life. And I was reading it on Reddit. An art lesson from a stranger turned this whole guy into an artist.
Wow.
A man will never forget hiccup girl that he met at a nightclub. But because she had the hiccups, he was like, hey, you okay? And they ended up getting married.
Huh?
So,
hiccup girl, that's awesome.
You know, Brandon Ray met his wife on an airplane?
I sat with him on a flight this week and he told me that. This weekend. He said that they just started talking. They ended up having some crazy delay. They were on the tarmac for 2 hours. What was supposed to be like a pretty quick travel day ended up being like 7 hours on this airplane. And they hit it off and got married.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
And I told him, I said, Bobby always thought he maybe would meet his wife on an airplane.
Southwest. Because I fly Southwest all the time.
And they met on a Southwest flight.
Yeah, and every time I would have an attractive girl come by that I could think I could marry, she'd walk right by me. Never sit by me.
Mm-hmm. I would even, if I was traveling with Bobby, I would make sure he had the seat empty if I saw a girl that, you know, looked like potential.
Yeah, she would tweet me too, heads up, you know, B12.
Like, 5 o'clock, brown hair, no ring.
Or then she'd tweet me, like, don't even try, she has a ring on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, stranger to change your life. Christopher in Virginia. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Back on November the 6th, I was riding my motorcycle going to a business meet, with my business partners, and we're going to have a little Bible study session. And I was driving down some backwoods roads on my motorcycle, and I ended up hitting a deer, of all things. And there were two motorcyclists behind me, and they took and stopped. A ton of cars kept flying by. They stopped, made sure I was all right, you know, asked if I needed to go to the hospital or anything like that. You know, they checked me out, whatever, and dude went home, and he got his truck. He got a trailer.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, no.
Picked it up and everything, brought it back to where I was living at, back at the house.
Oh, wow. Oh, you cut out for a minute there, but wow. So we even picked your motorcycle up, too. That's a good story. Sorry, your phone's cutting out. Hey, Kendra in Nashville.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for calling. What do you, strangers that affected your life?
Yes. So I was pregnant, and because my child was biracial, my family disowned me, and I was homeless. And I worked in a department store as a sales associate. And this woman came in and gave me a bed, clothes, like clothes from zero to a year old. Everything I could have ever needed. And when I turned around to thank her after I went through the basket, she was gone. And it's a large department store.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow.
Everything
wow, wow,
I wow. needed. Bed, mattress. Just think of having nothing, literally nothing,
wow.
and somebody just provide everything in one day.
Kendra, thank you for sharing your story with us. That's crazy. Like, do you ever, like, really, and I'm being serious here, do you wonder if that was a real person or not?
What?
Do you think of maybe it's like an angel or something? Like, I'm being serious.
Yes, absolutely, because I couldn't find her.
That's the thing. If you turn around and physically it's impossible to get away, I don't know. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what just happened. And I know it's funny to say that out loud with my words. And Lunchbox is snickering over in the corner.
I mean, look.
I'm in the hush.
I know.
No. It's an amazing gesture that the person gave you all that. But it's not a fake person didn't come.
I didn't say they did, but I just said, do you wonder, like, does 1%? Because, again, I've told the story of my grandma. And I don't think she really came in. And she gave me a guitar before she died. And my grandma raised me and adopted me for a part of my life. And she gave me a guitar. And I was like, hey, if you die, you got to send me a sign or something because you got to tell me. And I was talking to – I was by myself. And the guitar, boom, fell over like when I was having a really bad day. I was talking about it. And I was like, uh-oh, I think my grandma just pushed over the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Would I bet money on it? No.
But still, it's a chilling moment.
That is different than someone, an angel going to
the... You can't prove either one of them, really.
That is so much different than an angel going into the department store, shopping, you know, pulling out a credit card, paying for this stuff, and then leaving.
Though?
Get out of town. Like, I understand, like, an angel being in your room and looking at you, but buying you a whole basket full of stuff, not buying it.
But Lunchbox, you've been locked in a closet
by a ghost.
Okay. But that happened, but not...
For sure the ghost pushed you in a closet.
Absolutely pushed me in a closet, and the door...
Do you not think this is hypocritical a little bit?
A little bit.
No. The ghost didn't buy me anything.
No, that's not the point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand, like, I believe angels maybe exist, like you see one, but they're not going shopping for you.
How do you know what they're doing, my point? If you do or don't believe, how do you know what they're doing?
They are not buying... Okay, then why not an angel show up and buy me a house? I mean, it doesn't happen. They don't have money. They don't do any of that. They just show
How
you.
How do you know what things do and don't do that you have
angel
no
money?
They may look over you and save you.
They have angel coins.
Yeah.
Stop.
Maybe they pay an angel kisses.
Okay, and then they go and, you know what I mean? They put it on layaway. I mean, angel, and they pay it off over the years.
This sounds like a great Lifetime movie.
All right, Lunchbox.
Angels don't buy you things. They may save your life, but they don't buy you stuff.
Okay.
And you make the angel rules? Do you have the angel rule book?
Yeah. I'm pretty smart when it comes to angels.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your calls.
Angels in the outfield.
Yeah.
They helped.
What else? Michael with
Michael
John Travolta.
The angel.
Oh, touched by an angel.
Touched by an angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else?
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
Mm. Los Angeles Angels.
Okay.
That's all I got. City of Angels.
Oh, in the clutch with City of Angels. Good one. Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones show. Hey. All right, going to head out today. Tonight, stopping by my house for the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house, is Charlie Worsham. So you can go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. There are lots of other ones up, too. Artists come by the house. We talk for like an hour, hour and a half about their life and their career and their history. Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini, lots of songwriters for songs that you know the songs, but you didn't know the story behind the songs. Natalie Hemby. Tonight, Charlie Worsham. So we'll be doing that from the house. Search BobbyCast at iHeartRadio. If you want to listen to today's show back, we did some Monday morning confessions. We talked about the Oscar screw up. We just appreciate you being part of the team. We'll see you guys here on Tuesday morning. That's tomorrow. Thank you so much. See you then.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.